Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
everybody, welcome along. It is Pete Evans. This is Spinning Jazz. Every week we explore the world of jazz on vinyl for 2 hours. And starting off with something that I thought was rather appropriate. It was Andy Hay from 2025 from his Another Sun album. And the track we heard was First Snow. That one just in the background from 1975 from Buenos Aires, the fantastic Candeas, and that was a track called Sambayana. And we're moving on with some organ groovers from the UK. This is Alan Haven at the Hammond with Tony Crombie on the drums, and this is Back to the Bar.
Thank you.
mono original pressing I picked up from Charles in Portland. Thank you once again to him. And that was on the Candid record label, a much underrated but fantastic modern jazz label that existed for about a year, from 60 maybe to 61. That was from 61. It was Booker Little, the album Out Front, and that was the tune A New Day, featuring Booker Little on the trumpet, Eric Dolphy on alto, bass, clarinet and flute, Julian Priester on trombone, Max Roach on the drums and timpani. Don Friedman was on piano and on the bass. It was Art Davis. It's time for a classic here on Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's in 1963, came out on Prestige Records. The album tracking, that is Eddie Lockjaw Davis, and the tune was Day by Day. Davis on the tenor saxophone, and his longtime associate Don Patterson on the organ, Paul Whedon on guitar, George Devivier on bass, and Billy James was playing the drums. We're staying on Prestige, although this is a UK transatlantic pressing from 1966, recorded live at Count Basie's Club in Harlem, New York City. This is Richard Groove Holmes on the organ, Gene Edwards on guitar, and George Randall at the drums. The album, Living Soul, this is the title track. And remember to check out the full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
1971 Milestone Records. That is Joe Henderson from his album In Pursuit of Blackness, and that was his tune Know Me Esquica, and it featured Henderson on the tenor saxophone, Curtis Fuller was on trombone, Pete Yellin on alto saxophone, George Cables on electric piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White playing the drums. We're going to close out the first hour with something on the Jazz Line label from an album called Number 5 by Freddie Hubbard. This is a Japanese pressing on Trio Records, and it features the trombonist Willie Wilson, Duke Pearson on piano, Tommy Howard on bass, and Lex Humphries playing the drums. A beautiful reading of the fantastic tune by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, Time After Time. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, 2 hours of vinyl jazz each and every week. Thank you.